This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, In Re Circuit Attorney, 22nd Judicial Circuit, XRL. Christopher Dunn, respondent, decided April 15, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Supreme Court of Missouri in Re, C.I. Arcuate Attorney, 22nd. Opinion issued April 15, 2025. Judicial Circuit EXREL. Christopher Dunn. Nome, SC 10878. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis. The Honorable Jason M. Sennheiser, Judge T.H., is court granted the State of Missouri's transfer application and ordered the cause transferred prior to opinion by the Court of Appeals as to the issue raised in the Court of Appeals show cause order, whether the State of Missouri has the right to appeal a judgment vacating or setting aside a conviction under Section 547.031. 1. This court holds the State of Missouri is an aggrieved party with a statutory right to appeal under Section 512.025 and retransfers this cause to the Court of Appeals to overrule the Circuit Attorney's motion to dismiss and proceed with the state's appeal on the merits. 1. All references to Sections 56.087 and 512.020 are to RSMO 2016, and all other statutory references are to RSMO Supplementary 2023, unless otherwise noted. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. The court granted transfer prior to opinion of the Court of Appeals due to the general interest and importance of the issue raised. Section 547.031 has been amended effective August 28, 2024, but the amendment does not concern the issue in this appeal. 2. Factual background and procedural history. In July 1991, a circuit court found Christopher Dunn guilty, after a jury trial, of first-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree assault, and 3 counts of armed criminal action, and sentenced him as a prior and persistent offender to life in prison without parole for the murder offense, 30 years imprisonment for each of the assault offenses, and 10 years imprisonment for each of the armed criminal action offenses, with all sentences to be served consecutively. In February 2024, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney filed a motion to vacate or set aside Dunn's convictions under Section 547.031. The Attorney General entered his appearance and opposed the motion. On July 22, 2024, the Circuit Court entered its judgment, concluding, after an evidentiary hearing as required by Section 547.031.2, the Circuit Attorney had established a clear and convincing showing of actual innocence that undermines the basis for Dunn's convictions, because in light of the new evidence, no juror, acting reasonably, would have voted to find Dunn guilty of these crimes beyond a reasonable doubt. The Circuit Court sustained the motion, vacated Dunn's convictions, and ordered his immediate discharge from custody. The Attorney General filed a notice of appeal. On July 24, 2024, the Circuit Court entered its order requiring Dunn's release from prison by 6 p.m. that day. The Attorney General filed in this court a petition for a writ of prohibition, or mandamus, to prevent the Circuit Court from ordering Dunn's unconditional release. The Attorney General also asked for an emergency stay to allow sufficient time for this court to consider the writ petition. This court issued an order temporarily 3, staying the Circuit Court proceedings, and requested expedited briefing on the merits of the writ petition. After briefing and argument, this court issued its opinion, holding the Circuit Court lacked authority to unconditionally release Dunn, while criminal charges remained pending, and issued a permanent writ prohibiting the Circuit Court from ordering Dunn's release without allowing the State of Missouri to indicate its intent to retry him. State X. Rel. Bailey v. Sennheiser, 692 SW3D20 26, Mo Bank, 2024. On July 30, 2024, the Circuit Court entered its amended judgment vacating the part of its order requiring Dunn's release by 6 p.m. on July 24, 2024. The Circuit Attorney filed a memorandum of nolle prosequi, and the state released Dunn from prison on July 30, 2024. Second, the Attorney General filed a notice of appeal. The Circuit Attorney moved to dismiss the appeal, asserting the state has no right to appeal under Section 547.031. In December 2024, the Court of Appeals issued a show-cause order directing the parties to file memoranda addressing whether the state of Missouri has the right to appeal or whether the appeal should be dismissed. The Attorney General sought transfer in this court prior to opinion by the Court of Appeals. Smoconstant Artir v. Essekomler 10. This court granted the application and ordered the cause transferred as to the issue in the Court of Appeals show cause order, whether the state of Missouri has the right to appeal a judgment sustaining a motion under section 547.031. 2. A nol pro sequi is a prosecutor's formal entry on the record indicating that he or she will no longer prosecute a pending criminal charge. State v. O.